I'm even more excited than I usually am on a Sunday today because you're all thinking, what, the Canucks are starting? Is there going to be a good lunch somewhere? I'm excited because my daughter, our daughter, Aoife, who moved away way up north to Houston, B.C., at the beginning of the summer, is coming home for a visit. It'll be the first time we've seen her since the end of June. And we've missed her. And so she's going to be in town for a couple of weeks. So we'll have a good visit. And I pick her up at the airport tonight, so I'm excited about that. And, we are excited about that. Now, it will mean, however, that I'll be eating less meat. Because Aoife is a vegetarian. And so, in respect to her, we'll be cooking more vegetarian dishes. She'll help with the cooking, too. She'll cook some great dishes for us. But, you know, I'll probably miss the meat a little bit. I think of being a vegetarian as all the things you can't eat. No chicken, no beef, no pork. A lot of thou shalt not. But Aoife is not a vegetarian because she wants to follow rules about what to eat. She's a vegetarian because she is committed to living in a different relationship with nature, with all the creatures that we share this earth with. She believes that we should take from the earth, and especially from animals, only what we really need. We truly need. So she'll eat meat actually when she's with some of her indigenous friends up north where they have been hunting for their food. But she knows that most of the time we don't really need that meat. We have lots of other options that are better for the earth than most of the stuff that we eat. You see, I agree with her, but it's really hard for me to give up that stuff I love so much. For Aoife, being a vegetarian is about living in a good way, affirming the preciousness of life. It's not first and foremost about what not to eat, about the rules. It's about choosing a good way. And I think maybe our faith, well, I believe that our faith is like that too. For so many people, the perception of being a person of faith, a religious person maybe, is about what you can't do, what you're not allowed to do, the rules, the law. Somehow our whole culture has got the idea that being a Christian is about being good by following the rules, avoiding sins, meaning bad behavior. And a lot of Christians think the same way. That trusting in God or following Jesus is about thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not covet or desire what doesn't belong to you. That one gets us all, doesn't it? Paul tells the Christians in Rome and us that all those rules and laws come down to one primary, fundamental, important thing: living in love. He tells us to avoid being in debt to each other, except for the one debt that we all owe each other, the one thing that we owe everyone else: love. If we focused on that, then the other stuff would all fall into place. Here's a picture of someone who figured that out. Start the day with love. Spend the day with love. Fill the day with love. End the day with love. This is the way to God. Now, this isn't just some hippie nonsense. This is what Paul said in his letter 2,000 years ago when he was speaking to those first Christians in Rome. Here's how my favorite poet, my favorite Celtic poet, John O'Donohue, put it. When love awakens in your life, in the night of your heart, it is like a dawn breaking within you. Where before there was anonymity, now there is intimacy. Where before there was fear, now there is courage. Where before in your life there was awkwardness, now there is a rhythm of grace and gracefulness. Where before you used to be jagged, now you are elegant and in rhythm with yourself. When love awakens in your life, it is like a rebirth, a new beginning. Now, he could be talking about all kinds of different love there, and I think it applies. Don't forget, Jesus himself made this very clear. Loving God and loving our neighbor sums it all up. And that means all our neighbors. Here's a sign that we might want to put up out front sometime, maybe soon. Love your neighbor who doesn't look like you, think like you, love like you, speak like you, pray like you, vote like you. Love your neighbor, no exceptions. Love is so simple to say, but it's not easy to do, is it? In our reading today from Matthew's version of the gospel, the good news, we hear Jesus talk about how we deal with the grievances and hurts that we cause each other as siblings in Christ, as neighbors. Timeless principles of honesty, integrity, good faith, and respect. If your sister or brother hurts you, go and tell them. Work it out between the two of you. How often have parents said that to their kids? Work it out, you two. But how often do we really do that? He goes on, if they won't listen, take someone with you to keep things honest and try again. If they still won't listen, bring in the community, the elders, the church. If that doesn't work, well, you'll have to start over again from scratch. Seeking reconciliation, always. In this age of anxiety, the solution is not to hide behind rules and laws and opinions and how many likes you have on your social media, and who else in your own bubble agrees with you. Now more than ever, we are called to live in love. The wonderful songwriter Carrie Newcomer recently wrote this poem as she meditated on the ancient Sufi wisdom poetry of Hafiz. Just take a quick look. Swimming in behind those words are a couple of otters having a grand time. Before we were born, before we floated in our mother's womb, we both swam in the inner ocean of the beloved. And if we can only know the truth of this, we might recognize one another as the old friends we are. Friends, we can sing words like, come in and sit down, for you are a part of the family. I can call you friend, even if we haven't met yet. Because we come from the same source. We are part of the same family. Every one of us throughout this earth. And maybe even beyond. The love we owe each other comes from the very source and origin of life. We love because we are beloved. And we come from that same source, love itself.